Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Thanks again for joining me. Last week, I had a fantastic time discussing with financial coach and author Dorothea Connor about lending to family and how to help them without enabling them. Besides examining the possible ways couples can tackle this delicate and oftentimes sticky situation, we also spent a few minutes reviewing ways to prepare the next generation. I couldn't include that information with the last episode, so it's getting its own segment today. Just how can parents teach their kids to be financially independent and confident? How can you help your kids feel comfortable managing their own money? Having taught her own children, Dorothea had some fantastic tips on how to introduce money to kids, instilling the values of entrepreneurship and generosity, and have them take control of their own finances. As a mom, I found her tips enlightening, and I hope you do too.
A couple of things come to mind when you ask that question. Number one, you need to teach your children hard work. I think that's what's missing. Mm-hmm. Some kids expect things to be handed to them. You know, we're in the technology age. They expect expensive gifts at early ages. I think we need to teach our children hard work because that is how you get money. So if they learn the value of hard work, having a job, having a task, being responsible, and earning money, that's one. As opposed to having an entitlement attitude, well, okay, I want the latest. Parents don't say no a lot anymore. Anything that a kid says they want, parents go get, but maybe not in the intent of spoiling them or not teaching them financial independence, but it's okay for a kid to hear no or to hear you have to earn that with your own, have to pay for that with your own money. So then how do you get money? You work. You do extra jobs around the house and the parent pays them. You know, you ask your aunts and uncles, you get on the phone, you know, so that they learn not, this is another way to teach them not to, I don't necessarily want to say beg, but to go around asking for money. You say, you know, when my brothers were younger, I was an adult and he said he would come and he would say, hey, I need, you know, $20. I'd say, I have some work you can do for $20. So then you have your kids get on the phone and, you know, to aunts and uncles and grandma and grandpa. Hi, do you need any work done around the house? I'd like to earn some money. So then they learn that value of working for the money. That's the first part. But then the second part is what they do with the money. I never let my kids spend every dollar they got. There was the traditional, you've heard it, giving, mm-hmm. saving, spending. So they literally had to do that. So I never let my kids spend every dollar they had. They had bank accounts. I let them learn how to go in and deposit their own money. They have to learn these things so that they are financially responsible and banking isn't new to them, you know, when they do become of age and start making money. So I took my kids to workshops, and I teach these in all of my money chat sessions for parents and for youth. You know, get your kids set up with a bank account. Let them go into the bank, deposit their own money. Let them learn how to speak and talk when handling official business, you know? So that is how you prepare your children to be financially independent.
If you're like me and you'd like to hear more from Dorothea, please visit her at themoneychat.com and sign up to be a part of the launch of her new book next month. Before we wrap up, I just want to remind you there's still time if you want to share your giving story on the next episode of the Couple Money Podcast. I want to know what charities and causes you support and why. Just send it in through the site, or you can call the show and leave a message on the hotline. The number is 919-521-8770. Until next time, please take care.